Per Gimel Mishnah Tes. Rule number one: if I give you something to watch, you're the custodian, the shomer, and I'm the nifka. I'm the poket. I'm the guy that gave it to you. So then, I'm expecting you. When I say, "Here's my stuff to watch, put it in the corner, and leave it there," I'm expecting you to leave it there. You can move it if you're gonna, for its sake, to protect it from damage. But you can't. If I give you, you know, my computer to keep safe while I'm on vacation, I'm not expecting you to open it up and start using it. If you do, if you use something that was, if you're a, what's called the Shoal Shalom Adas, you borrowed my thing without my permission, I didn't know you were going to use my computer, that transforms you from being a shomer, a guardian, to being a gazlan, a thief. You use my thing without permission, that's called thievery. So even if you're going to put it back, you found it, you've become a thief in the meantime. Okay, now, when it comes to thieves, forget just thieves in general, if we said this back in Bava Kamma, if I steal your inanimate object, not your, the Mishnah over there in Bava Kamma was worried about stealing sheep or something that was alive. But if I steal your inanimate object, if I stole your laptop overnight, and then I have second thoughts, I figure it's not worth it, and I put it back where I found it, you wake up in the morning and you have no idea it was stolen in the first place. So I've done my mitzvah of hashava, of returning the stolen object, and I'm off the hook. If the next day, you know, a power surge comes and fries your computer, you can't come back to me because I did steal it, but I gave it back where it was supposed to go. Okay, true. The question is, how does that work when it comes to shomer? When you give me your computer to watch, and I keep it in my house. Now, unbeknownst to you, I use it. It makes me a gazan, I'm a thief. And then I put it back where you told me to put it back. Now, is that the same? Am I returned back to my status to being like no more a gazan, and now if the power surge comes, the tsunami comes, I'm off the hook? Or do we say no? Listen, when it comes to my house, I keep my computer where I keep my computer. If you steal it, that's bad. If you put it back, it's where I'm happy my computer belongs, and therefore it's back in its safe place. So if the power surge comes, I took that risk on when I put it there, and you know, where the tsunami comes, I accepted that risk. That may not be the same when it comes to Shmir. When I asked you to watch my computer, I was never thinking you're going to be a thief. If I'd have known you're a thief, I'd never leave it by you. So when you put it back in the place we agreed in the first place, you stop using it, does that mean it's back as it always was? Or do you say, no, you've breached my trust. If I knew that you were going to use my computer, I'd have never left it in the first place. And you haven't put it back. The fact that it's sitting in your house where I left it doesn't make anything. It's sitting in the house of a thief now, and I'm not happy with it being there. I want it back. And so if you haven't done your Hashava, the returning of the object, the big nafkamin will be, if the power surge or tsunami comes, when it was back in its place, have you remained the thief, and therefore you're chayav for own sin? Or no, you put it back, and now you've reverted back to being a mere shomer, and it'll be pater. That is a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says, a person's not going to put up with that kind of nonsense. Once he's crossed the line and misused and misappropriated the deposited object, until the shomer gets permission, he like tells the guy that he used his computer, and then is it okay if I put it back, or do you want your computer back? Until he gets clarification that he has not fulfilled his mitzvah of hashav, of returning the object, and he's on the hook for own sin. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, I trust you to be my shomer, you put it back where I told you to put it back, we're back to square one once you put it back. While you're using it, for sure, everyone agrees, while you're actually using the computer, if the power surge comes, you're on the hook. But once you put it back, you've reverted from being a gazlan, you've returned the object, and you're back to being a mere shomer. That's the machlokas. Now, this Mishnah is very tricky to read, because the Mishnah makes it sound. The Mishnah is going to be, looks like there's two cases. The first case and second case, the difference will be, ostensibly, whether or not there was a specific location pre-agreed upon where the computer is going to be stored. Okay? And if there was a pre-agreed place, the idea is that I essentially gave you my computer to watch and rented that spot from you. So you have no business touching it from that space. You have no right to use that space. It should just stay where it is. Right? Obviously, there's a flood in your house, so then you're certainly entitled and expected to pick the computer up out of that space and put it on a higher shelf so the water doesn't damage it. But that's for the computer's sake, but you're not allowed to move it into your bedroom and use it and put it back again. Okay? So it looks like the Mishnah seems to be having a case whether or not there was a particular place agreed upon ahead of time. But that's not the issue. The issue is, and this is very tricky, the two parts of the Mishnah actually flip-flop between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, in other words, Rabbi Shmuel is the one who said, once you put it back, you're back to square one. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, once you've crossed the line's been crossed, and you're always a gazlan, so you have permission to return it. So, the first part of the Mishnah, although it sounds like the issue is whatever else it is, the first part is going to Rabbi Yishmael, meaning Rabbi Yishmael says, once it's back, you're back to square one. So therefore, the second part is Rabbi Akiva, which says, nope, once you've misappropriated and used it, you're God's until you get permission. In any case, so we read the Mishnah inside, according to that understanding, prepped you. Mishnah says, Hamafke chavis etzel chavero. You deposit an object, a chavis, a barrel by your friend, a computer by your friend. Velo yichtu la habala makom. We never agreed in a particular place for that barrel to be kept. As you said, you know, the computer will sit wherever it's going to sit. And everyone, you can move it around your house. It's your prerogative as long as it's, you know, wherever you want. So then, what happens if v'tiltla v'nishbra? I left my computer by you, or the chavis by you, and you went and moved it. You were carrying it across the room and you dropped it. Uh-oh. So now, that depends what's next. Im b'toch yado nishbra, if it fell while you were moving it. So now that all depends on were you being acting as a shomer and be putter, or acting as a gazan and you'll be chayev. Litzarko, if it was for your needs, you wanted to use the computer in your bedroom, so you moved it, so then you're a bad guy, you're a gazan and chayev. You have to pay for onsen, even though it was an accident. Litzarka, however, if you're moving it because there was a flood in the basement and you wanted to protect my computer from getting damaged, then of course you're acting as a shomer and putter. You're putter from onsen. Imishenicha nishbra, that once you put it down again, even if you were a gazan temporarily and use it for your own purposes, you put it back where it belongs. So we're going to Rabbi Yishmael's world that you revert back at that point to being a shomer all over again. You were a gazan when you carried it, but now you put it back, and anywhere you put it down, it's fine because there's no agreed place ahead of time. When you put it back, bein letzarko, it doesn't matter why you moved it originally, once it's been back, put down again, you revert back to being a shomer and patar, you're exempt from onsen. That's the first clause of the Mishnah. The second clause of the Mishnah sounds like the issue is about yichud makom, assigning a place, but it's not. The issue is, we're going to Rabbi Akiva's world, and we're saying, once you've misappropriated it, you're a thief, period. Doesn't matter if you put it back where it's supposed to be. The Mishnah says, yichto la habala makom. If ahead of time we agree, my computer's thing in your basement, in that corner, I'm renting the corner from you, and that's where it belongs. Now, v'tilt la v'nishbra. You then went and moved my computer, and it broke. Onus, circumstance beyond your control, how it broke. So it doesn't matter, bein mitoch yado, bein mishanicha, it doesn't matter if it fell out of your hand, that's how it broke, or broke when you moved it to a new location. It doesn't matter. All that matters is, litzarko, if you ever moved it at any time for your own purposes, you became a thief, and once a thief, always a thief. Even if you put it back exactly where it belonged, you're still a thief. Chayiv, you're chayiv for onsen. Litzarka, if you moved it for its own purposes, meaning you moved it because you thought there's a flood in the basement, you want to save my computer, then whether you dropped it along the way or got ruined later in a different location, doesn't matter. Putter, you're a shomer, and the shomer is putter from onsen, so you'll be putter. And the din is like Rabbi Akiva. The din is like Rabbi Akiva, that once the shomer misappropriates the object, he is now a gazlan and chayev for all onsen, anything that happens to the thing, until he notifies the depositor what he did and gets his assurance or permission, you know, that he's allowed to keep on being a shomer as a shomer, sachar, chinam, whatever it is.